CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, and he and I are stepping into the time machine to go to August 1st, 1931, when, launched that day from Genoa, the shipbuilder G. Ansaldo and Company, namesake of the Ansaldo Foundation, launched that day was the Il Rex, the SS Rex, a luxury ocean liner that for the 1930s defined Italian excellence in traveling the Atlantic and the Mediterranean. Lorenzo, it's a pleasure to speak of the Rex. It's also important to point out that you've sent me a beautiful book about the Rex, and with many photographs and many details in Italian and in English, so I can follow along. What was the Rex to Italy in the 1930s, and how is it remembered today? Good evening to you, Lorenzo.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. And let me say thanks a lot for giving me the opportunity to talk about a masterpiece that was really the achievement of an unbelievable level of innovation and technology for the Italian shipyards. During the end of the 1920 and the beginning of the 1930, Italy was really the top one country for shipyards and also services run across the globe in terms of transport of passenger and transport of goods, likely being even better than the English. And so Rex was a sort of challenge. And if I may, I would say it's a sort of distinctive element of the Italian talent, the courage of excellence, and courage to, let's say, set the target of design, the target of construction, even beyond what was possible at those times. And in fact, the Rex was the first transatlantic cruiser with the stern bulb. Just to give you an understanding, it was the most and largest transatlantic ship of 15 tons of tonnage, having also the possibility to cruise at a speed closer to 30 knots. And in fact, that was the winning factor to win the Blue Ribbon, the fastest crossing of the Atlantic, which was won in 1933, 2 years after let's say the bless of the sea, when it was the ship was falling into the sea. And I would say that the Rex is not only Italian. If I may, I would say Rex is also part of your country, because he ran 101 crossing of the Atlantic in a very short life. And those were always between Genoa with a stop in Cannes in France and then New York. And he was having also a lot of very important passengers. That's why I would say if the, let's say, the win of the most important record in crossing the Atlantic in 1933, which brought Rex into the legend, he was also carrying a lot of might, like Walt Disney, Clare Gable, our Italian might, like Gianni Agnelli, the founder of Fiat, Primo Carnera, very famous athlete that won the max weight championship in boxes. Unfortunately, as it happens to all the, let's say, iconic result of the intelligence of the human minds, Rex had a very tragic end. 1 year after the end of the World War, on the 8th of September 1944, the Royal Air Force decided to bomb the ship that was already sunk in a bay on the opposite side where it was born, in nearby Trieste. with an operation that had no sense. Very likely it was a sort of revenge by the British, because with that transatlantic, Italy really was the top one in the ranking of the best shipyards, the best ship services during those days. That's why I decided to, let's say, make this book as a sort of witness of a memory that is important not only for the Italians, but for the, let's say, the innovation that the humans can contribute to the development of the society.
Yes, it's a very handsome book. Flavio Testi is the author. It's called Rex. It's available on Amazon. It crossed in 4 days and 13 hours in 1933 from Gibraltar to New York. It carried 2,032 passengers in four classes, first, special, tourist, and third, a crew of 850. And its destruction, as Lorenzo says, served no purpose. It was not a warship in any fashion. It had been tied up in Genoa until Genoa was bombed in the stages of the war when the Allies were coming into Italy. And it was destroyed after Italy was out of the war in September of 1944. So we mourn the wrecks, but then you can celebrate the age of travel, luxury travel, with a grand ballroom. We all know the Titanic. Well, this is a beautiful version of the Titanic. I'm sure that the Irish could build good ships, but the Italians, they have a taste. Let's go to another piece of Italian history that's important to all of us here in the recovery. Venice, it is now underwater. Is there any promise of the water abating soon or this problem being solved?
Well, you know, John, we are really now in a situation where Venice can really be secured in terms of the risk of this, let's say, climate change that have caused a lot of damage during the 2019-2020 and even in August. Why I'm saying that? Because finally and eventually, the masterpiece of a sort of blocking wall that can be lifted up from the water bed can protect Venice from this, let's say, very critical and never happened before 2019 phenomena that are a sort of combination of a strong wind from the south that elevated the wave height and sometimes also the combination with the moon cycle with high tide that brought the level of water affecting typically Venice as a normal phenomena since the time Venice was built, with a height above 1 meter and 60 centimeter high. Now with this, mechanical wall, Venice can be protected. Clearly, there is still another risk, which is given by the climate change, that is, of course, the increase of the level of the water level of the sea because of the melting of ice in the North Pole, in the South Pole, and so on. But at least this, masterpiece of engineering is the solution to the Venice problem. So we do hope that starting from the end of this year, the system will go in full performance because for the time being it can operate only up to 1 meter and 30 centimeter height of wave. But at the end of the year, the system will operate in a steady condition. And so this phenomena should not happen anymore. Or at least when they happen, Venice will be protected. That is more correct.
Ansaldo Foundation's Executive Director, Lorenzo Fiore. Again, the book is called The Rex. The Rex. It's available on Amazon.com for you all to enjoy when once you could cross the Atlantic in 4 days and 13 hours or a little more. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.